Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor, senior citizens pastor at Brookside, and it's certainly my joy to have Pastor Jonathan Albright in the studio with me. And Pastor Jonathan, we were talking the last time about what God is doing in your home and your family. You and Sarah have been here at Brookside. You've been on staff for almost 10 years, I guess. But God is making some changes. He's bringing you to maybe a right degree angle turn, and all of a sudden, that which you were comfortable with, you're saying, Lord, what in the world's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have feelings of uncertainty. Tell me and tell us how you deal with feelings of uncertainty and get peace.
Well, I think in my life, it's always come down to, where am I looking for peace? Because if I'm looking for security in a place other than where God wants me to look for security, it's just going to leave me to another door that leads to emptiness. And what God's done through me choosing to over and over again look for security in places other than His Word and Himself, He showed me, and this is, again, a work in progress in my life, God is showing me that ultimately the most satisfying way of living is actually not sometimes not just having the answer that I'm looking for, that in my mind I think I need, or the circumstance need to work out how I want to work them out,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually coming to a place where I look at the Word of God and I look at the character of God and I trust Him objectively. So in other words, I'm not necessarily a needing to be driven by my feelings. God doesn't want me walking around making decisions based on the whims of my emotions, because they waver and they're uncertain.
Right.
And they're not sure like the character in the Word of God is. And so God has brought peace to my life and my wife's, and in consequence to my family.
Right.
As He's teaching us to trust Him and not just make decisions in our life based on what we feel we need to do. And God, the way He's worked in our life is that He's brought us to a place where we've had to make a choice whether to operate based on our feelings or by faith, which is not by sight. It's operating on what I know to be true in the Word. And then what God has done is, as I've taken that step of faith, God has come in and assured me that He is right alongside next to me. And that's where that peace that passeth all understanding comes from.
You know, when you're talking about feelings, many times when we consider the faith walk life, the opposite of that is the fear walk life. Mm-hmm. And we can often look at the circumstances and make a decision. There's no way in the world that this could possibly turn out good at mm-hmm. all. I'm thinking of Hebrews chapter 11, where it talks about, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. And many times we have a tendency to think that Moses was a man of faith, but in essence the verse said that his parents were the people of faith mm-hmm. who hid their son mm-hmm. Moses when he was 3 months old. And don't you know, they were afraid to put their baby, a three-month-old baby, in a basket in the water.
Mm.
And not having a clue whether an alligator would come along or the winds would tip the basket over, and all of a sudden, boom, Moses is gone. A lot of fear would come into their heart, but yet it says by faith they hid Moses. And when you consider the fact that he became a tremendous man of faith, often it gets back to what we have been learning from our own parents.
Hmm.
And what a joy it is to know that you have parents, and Sarah has parents who are people of faith, and who I'm sure have been encouraging you during this walk to take these steps of faith apart from your feelings.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for the heritage God's given me in parents and grandparents who have loved and served God faithfully.
Amen.
And have modeled this walk of faith. I think it's interesting you talked about Moses there. And a lot of times we forget about the influence of the decisions of the faith of his parents.
Yes.
But we see the direct effect, because in Hebrews 11:23, we read about, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because They saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
Right.
But then it's like between verse 23 and 24.
Exactly.
You have this long stretch of time. Obviously, this is referring back to the Old Testament, so we can pick all the details up out of the Old Testament.
Right.
The Bible doesn't leave those details out, but we know about Moses' life. He grew up in Pharaoh's household. It says, though, that Moses wasn't tied to the system of Pharaoh's court. It says here that by faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
Mm-hmm.
What a picture that is.
Exactly.
Of the choice that we have daily.
Right.
Between the pleasures of sin that do bring a certain measure of pleasure,
mm-hmm.
but it's very short-lived, the Bible says,
right.
only for a season. And yet Moses was not a man who was operating based on his feelings. He was operating based on this heritage of faith that God had ingrained in his heart. And he made a choice here.
Right.
This wasn't just something that just came to him because he had good parents, but certainly God used the testimony of his parents.
And so what you're telling me is that there has to be a faith that goes beyond our feelings. It has to be an objective faith. Mm-hmm. And last time we were talking about Abraham and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you kind of did some research into the life of Abraham, didn't mm-hmm. you, that God used to help you come to this decision?
Well, this whole chapter, Hebrews 11, has been a fascinating study. I feel like I haven't even really got started in the study
because mm-hmm.
you can certainly take all the examples. It's been referred to as the Hall of Fame of Faith.
Right.
And so it's listed just heroes of faith. And some were people that looked like they found the reward that God was leading them to on this earth. And many of them, from an earthly perspective, they were looked at and treated as losers.
Right.
And they actually died, but they died having lived lives that were pleasing to God, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So the measuring stick of us walking by faith isn't the success in the eyes of men that watch us,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually our obedience to trust God in circumstances. God wants us all to walk by faith
right.
and not by sight. And I think that's where God has me currently in my life and teaching me. I feel like I'm just taking the infant steps towards taking some just beginning stage steps of faith, because I've grown up in very comfortable, secure environments my whole life.
Right.
I've never really had to face trials on the level that I watch my brothers and sisters in Christ facing in our church. And certainly I trust God that He's a loving God who is going to allow these things into my life at the time that He wills. And I know if the Lord has me live several more years, no doubt I will face some of these deep things. I think the step of obedience that God is asking my wife and I to take in following God, to follow Him in obedience, to take the gospel to a place that we don't know, that we're not comfortable, places of uncertainty, certainly physical and spiritual opposition, but yet to step back and say, God, Your will is for me to walk by faith and not by sight. And we believe that You've clearly led us each step to make this decision. And so we're looking forward to the fruit that God's going to work in our life as we follow Him by faith.
The fruit that God is going to work in your life, because that's success, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? And it's like you said a few minutes ago, many times we are so concerned about what everybody else is going to be saying as they look mm-hmm. at the outward patterns of success according to the world, but God doesn't look there. God basically says, what I'm doing in you is more important than what you're doing for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And that's, boy, that's a place of humility.
Yes.
Because, boy, we want to have the assurance and the satisfaction knowing that God is using us as His tools and His vessels. But God's will, though, is to do that in fashion of humility. I mean, we're never to be the one out in front soaking up the glory.
Sure, right.
It's easy to talk about doing things for the glory of God, but what happens when God puts you on your face and everything that you thought was going to turn out a certain way didn't turn out that way? And He just uses these circumstances to humble us and, like I said in the last broadcast, cause fruit to come in our lives as a result.
And you know, Pastor Jonathan, many times we can have the best of motives, but God knows on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we feel like we're building his kingdom, but in essence, we're kind of building one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord many times has to allow our kingdom to lie in the dust. At that point, we begin to look at the Lord and say, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. At the end of the Lord's Prayer, it's, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So twice in that prayer, he's talking about kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, I think the Lord wants us to focus our attention on his kingdom and not ours.
Yeah.
And so the Lord is, yes, humbling us. Yes, giving us a concept that success is faithfulness, success is hard work, but success is leaving the results up to the Lord. So God is calling you to become a part of a new ministry. Tell us about that.
Well, over the last 10 years, I've been just serving here alongside co-laborers here on the pastoral team of Brookside. And it's been over these years of serving God that God has exposed to me and has demonstrated to me through the changed lives, many miraculous things that God has done in the lives of people through the power of the gospel and the word. And you see these vivid illustrations right in front of you every week. And God's really been at work doing some amazing things in our church body through
right.
his word.
Right.
And then you have people that are serving all around the world, coming in and out, missionaries that are coming in and exposing your heart to places around the world where the gospel hasn't gone yet. Or maybe the gospel's gone there and people are faithfully serving in some of these places, but the density of the gospel and the light can be certainly shown much more brightly.
Right.
And I think that's just an equation for God really to set up your heart towards being very difficult to stay in some ways in a very comfortable place.
Well, again, we're out of time. So let's take one more broadcast and let's talk about taking that step of faith, because so many folks who are listening to us in their cars, in their offices, maybe with a cup of coffee in their own living room, so many of them are considering changes, maybe things that God is asking them to do that they're frightened out of their wits to even consider. But hearing your testimony and hearing what God is doing in your life and Sarah's life may be what God can use to help them to understand God is the God of peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. And as he's given you and Sarah peace, he can give them peace as well. And so until the next time, Pastor Jonathan, we'll have to trust that God will just give those of you who are listening to us in your homes just a fantastic peace of God that passeth all understanding, that will keep your hearts and minds together in Christ Jesus.